Migrants Attack Italian Police During Drug Dealer Arrest. By Chris Tomlinson on July 28, 2019. Two police officers in the city of Genoa were attacked by a group of migrants armed with glass bottles as they were pursuing a drug dealer. The incident took place at around 2 o'clock in the morning and saw the two officers stop a car on the Via Gramsci to carry out a routine identification check. They encountered a Senegalese migrant who was initially cooperative but fled after being told to get out of his car, Il Giornale reports. As the officers pursued the migrant on foot, he shouted and screamed, which led to other migrants, described as not being from the European Union, coming to his aid and encircling the two officers. The group of migrants then began to arm themselves with glass bottles and throw them at the officers. Police backup arrived on the scene a short time later, which led to the group of migrants dispersing before they could seriously injure either officer. The 31-year-old Senegalese man was found with 3 grams of cocaine, €2,590 in cash. After his arrest, the migrant was taken to a local hospital, which found a further 20 small packets of cocaine in his intestines. Attacks by migrants on Italian police have become a major issue in parts of Italy. Earlier this year in Turin, another Senegalese migrant attacked police while yelling Allahu Akbar at them. One of the officers suffered head trauma as a result of the attack. The Italian Union of Police Officers said of the incident, "In recent weeks there has been a crescendo of violence that must worry everyone. It is not acceptable in any way to grant hospitality and protection to those who could kill a common citizen or a policeman." An even more serious attack occurred a month later in Mirandola, where a North African migrant set fire to a police station, killing 2 people and injuring more than a dozen others. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.